Gleanings from the Psalms. Chapter 32. Psalm 18, The Lord Our Refuge. The accompanying picture is a striking likeness of an ancient stronghold, as those who have seen many of the ruined castles of Europe can testify. Situated upon the very summit of a solitary peak, the sides of which were almost as steep as the walls of the castle itself, such a stronghold was almost inaccessible to an enemy. Very similar to a castle represented in the cut is the Wartburg in Germany. It was to this castle that Luther was carried by his friends when he was returning from the Diet at Worms, an outlaw because of the faith, and in it he was kept for 10 months, in order that he might be preserved from his enemies, who sought to take his life. The castle had been a familiar sight to Luther in his boyhood, for he had attended school in Eisenach, at the foot of the mountain, and it was doubtless this castle that prompted his notable hymn. Ein fest Burg ist unser Gott, in English. A mighty fortress is our God. For God is represented in the Bible as a high tower, and a strong place of refuge, into which men may flee for safety. Thus we read, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it, and it is safe. The Lord is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer. My God, my strong rock, in him will I trust. My shield, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. In the passage last quoted, the word trust is from the word which in many places in the Revised Version is translated take refuge. This is strictly literal and makes the picture much more vivid. We shall so render it in the passages that follow. So the text ought to read, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strong rock, in him will I take refuge. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a shield unto them that take refuge in him. Just as Luther found refuge in the Wartburg from the enemies who would have taken his life, so we may find protection in the Lord from the enemies of our souls. Read, O how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for them that fear you, which you have wrought for them that trust in you before the sons of men. You shall hide them in the secret of your presence from the pride of man. You shall keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he has showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. Take notice that those who take refuge in the Lord are to be kept in the secret of his presence from the pride of man. Not from the pride of men, but from the pride of man, from human pride, that is, each one from his own pride. It is pride that causes man's destruction. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. But the Lord is meek and lowly in heart. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. And those who take refuge in him are protected from the destruction of pride by being encompassed with his humility. They are partakers of his righteousness, which is salvation. Still further, they are to be kept secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. No man can be injured by any strife of tongues, in which his own tongue does not partake. The tongue is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. It sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. But from this the Lord offers a sure refuge. The tongue of the man that is in him will not utter both blessing and cursing, but will bless the Lord at all times, saying, blessed be the Lord, for he has shown me his marvelous loving kindness and a strong city. How precious is your loving kindness, O God! And the children of men take refuge under the shadow of your wings. Again, read these comforting words. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. And again, be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusts in you. Yea, in the shadow of your wings will I make my refuge, until these calamities be overpassed. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performs all things for me. Earthly castles could never afford a perfectly safe refuge, for there was a possibility of their being taken. But they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abides forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth even forever. Here is another comforting assurance. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows them that trust in him. We read that the wicked plots against the righteous, and gnashes upon him with his teeth. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their stronghold in the time of trouble. And the Lord helps them, and rescues them. He rescues them from the wicked, and saves them, because they have taken refuge in him. These things are not figures of speech, but they are real. Even now we may know that the presence of the Lord to protect is as real as any stone wall that was ever built, and infinitely more safe. And the blessedness of the whole thing is that anyone may have this refuge. Faith will build a wall of defense as high as heaven itself, defense not merely from spiritual foes, but from physical ones as well. But faith is shown by confidence and rejoicing. He who fears has not faith, because fear is born of doubt. So the psalmist says to the Lord, "You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall compass me about with songs of deliverance." Just as the people of Israel were saved from an overwhelming force, when they began to sing, saying, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." So the people of God will always be delivered when they sing songs of faith and praise. Therefore in the time of greatest danger they sing, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust, and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation.